السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إنما يعمر مساجد الله من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وأقام الصلاة وآتى الزكاة ولم يخش إلا الله فعسى أولئك أن يكونوا من اس وقت میں آپ کو
حضور سیز
سامنے دو باتیں رکھنا چاہتا ہوں.
ٹوڈے آئی وانٹ ٹو ریمائنڈ یو آف ٹو میٹرز.
ان میں سے پہلی بات
فرسٹ ون از
تو مساجد کی تعمیر
ٹو ڈو ود دا بلڈنگ آف دا ماسکس.
جماعت جرمنی کے سپورٹ
جماعت جرمنی واز ایلوکیٹڈ بائی حضرت خلیفۃ المسیح دی فورتھ
میں اللہ فرمایا تھا
ہیو مرسی آن ہز سول
اتنے سالوں
اینڈ ورک آف بلڈنگ دی ماسک ود ان فیو ایئرس وچ ور سیٹ ایز اے ٹارگیٹ ٹو بلڈ 100 ماسکس.
اور یہ پہلا ٹارگیٹ
And this first target was given to them in
1989.
And at that time, the number of the members of Jamaat and guessing their capacity, this target was given to them by Hazrat Khalifatul Masih the Fourth, Rahmahullah Ta'ala, that you have to build 100 mosques in 10 years. When a time passed and this target was not hit, or they did not progress towards it what he had expected, then in the annual convention of 1997 he reminded them of this responsibility and it was speeded up. and they built a few mosques or they bought centers. Then, first time when I came here on the annual convention in 2003, the Amir Sahib had asked me to inaugurate a few mosques. I had told the Amir Sahib at that time that when I come here next, you should at least complete 5 mosques, or quickly you will build 5 mosques. I will fix a tour of Germany. And in any case, this work should be speeded up and continued with great speed. And then Jamaat Germany paid attention to it, and in when I came on the annual convention of 2004, I did the opening ceremony of 5 mosques. In some minds there is a thought, thinking that this target is too high and we cannot hit it. Therefore, unnecessarily, we are suffering disgrace. And in their view, that the Jamaat Germany is falling in my estimation, and this is totally wrong thought. The target of building the mosques which was given to you, which you had accepted, you should try to fulfill it, and you must do it. Rather than doing 10 mosques every year, I had gave you target of building 5 mosques every year. You should at least complete that. In any case, you must not step back from it, and to say that it is very the task of building 5 mosques is very difficult. This is not worthy of the believers. If you will not keep a target in view, you will slacken greatly. This thinking which you are developing, that the money you are collecting or have collected, rather than building the mosque, we should start some other plans which will be of more benefit to the Jamaat, this is totally wrong thought. This statement of Promised Messiah, you must keep in mind that where you want the Jamaat to progress, you should build mosques. These are my words, but more or less this is what the essence of his statement is. In any case, if you will build the mosques, that to shine the name of Islam and to protect the name of Islam, we have to do sacrifices and have to make effort. Allah will also help you and has always been helping. And for this reason, we will also gain nearness of Allah and see the sights of His blessings. If you will make this prayer, Rabbana taqabbal minna, that O our Lord, accept this from us, whatever sacrifice we are giving, then certainly this prayer will not go to waste. And you will yourself realize that your thinking is wrong, that the Jamaat does not need the mosques. We should make some different plans. The words of Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam was not for any other reason, but it was a pain, it was a deep feeling, and his wish that to give great honor to Islam and to spread the name and the message of Islam, we should build the mosques. When he said this, he did not say that you should not build mosques in India or do not build in such and such place, but he had wished that you build mosque everywhere, in all places. Even then and even today, the mosques are being built in India. However, these mosques which are built outside Jamaat Ahmadiyya, anywhere or they exist, these mosques are of those who deny the Imam of the time, and they are the one who are building these mosques. They are not being built based on righteousness. They were being built that such and such a sect has a spacious mosque and very beautiful mosque. We have also to build a better mosque than that. Or that there were personal interest of the imams of the mosque, therefore they were building spacious mosques. Not that they were needed, but the mosque which is built by Jamaat Ahmadiyya, it is neither to show the world nor it should be built for fame or show. They are built by giving sacrifices, and they should be the mosque which are built with sacrifices on behalf of those who offer sacrifices, and they are presented to God, and they should be presented to God with this prayer that, O Lord, accept this from us and enable us that we should populate it and be counted among those about whom you have declared in the verse that I had recited, Innama Masajidullahi Man Amana Billahi Wal Yawmil Akhir, that only those people who populate the mosque of God, who believes in Allah and in the hereafter, wa aqama salata wa ata zakata, and he should establish prayer and give alms. Walam yakhsha illallah, and should fear none but Allah. So it is quite possible, and soon they will be included among those who are guided. Therefore we should pray that O Allah, make us a perfect believer, because even to become a believer is based on your grace and your blessings. Our faith in the hereafter must be certain, and when we present ourselves to you, we should hear this good news that we had built the mosque just for your sake. To worship you was always in our view, and at all time in our view, and to convey your message to the world was among our aims. Therefore, we build the mosque for the same purpose. and have always been building, and for the same reason we have been paying attention towards observing Salat. There was no thought of a show or to have great fame in the world. All our sacrifices, O Allah, were just for your sake, so that your name should reach to the ends of the world, and the standard of your beloved Prophet should be hoisted in the world, and your fear should be established in our heart and in our progeny, in the heart of our progeny. You guided us that we have believed in the Imam of the time and have enabled us to believe in him, whom you had appointed in this world to establish the teachings of Islam once again in the world. Therefore, please overlook our faults and our weaknesses and do not deprive us of this guidance. But continue to make us steadfast on this guidance and follow this state path. O Allah, you know the states of the heart and know the good faith, and please give us a reward of this sincere thoughts, and may your name be known in the area where we are trying to build the mosque. Our intentions are before you. You know the state of our heart, you know the depths of our thoughts, and you also know what we lack. And therefore, grant us your nearness and continue to enable us to build more mosques. And make these words of your beloved Prophet true, that whosoever builds the mosque for God, Allah also build a residence for him in paradise. So you should include us among the believers. Today, with the grace of Allah, the Ahmadis build the mosque with the same thoughts and same intentions, and they also give sacrifices for building of the mosques, and they populate the mosques and attend the mosques. And of course there are some weak people as well who do offer financial sacrifices, but they are lazy in attending the mosques. For this also, every Ahmadi must make good effort, and every organization must make good effort to say that the mosque is too far away from the city, therefore it is difficult to attend it. These are all self-deceptions. If you have the intention, and then you will see that in the Western world, everyone has the means of transport by which they can easily attend the mosque. To find excuses, you can find hundreds of excuses. For example, somebody wrote to me that the mosques that we are building in Germany are outside the city. They are being built in commercial area. And those who build the mosque and the committee in Jamaat Germany who build this mosque, are they building those mosques for the local people, residents, or for the Ahmadis? Now, first of all, we should hope from God and should pray to Him, as I have just told you, that we should say, Rabbana taqabbal minna, that, O Allah, accept our sacrifice. Innaka antas sami'ul alim, you hear the prayers and have eternal knowledge. Our intention is that we should be regular in worship, and this mosque, according to the wishes of your Messiah, it should become the means of preaching of Ahmadiyya message. Therefore, listening to our prayer, accepting our sacrifice, may Allah grant us people from the neighborhood of the mosque, from among the local population. Then Allah does hear such prayers. The effort that you should make is that the mosques are built, and then you should also try to attend them and populate them. Then you say that they have built the mosque in such a place which is not a residential area. Then you will continue to build with the good intentions. Then the people will continue, the settlements will continue to be around the mosque. For example, when Masjid Fazal London was built, somebody wrote to Khalifatul Masih II that it is too far away, nobody will come here. Promised Messiah, the Khalifatul Masih II said, build it where you have found the plot. And you can see that the Baitul Fazal London is so populated neighborhood. And it is included among the most expensive areas. Then in Australia, in Sydney, the mosque was built. It was jungle and there was a large plot which Jamaat bought. The situation then was that people tell us that the mischievous children, the street boys, used to come there, and also there were thieves and robbers in that area. Every day there was someone who used to come to hide in that place, and this was only one mosque in Sydney. Oh, there was a house of the missionary, and I feel Shakil Munir Saab used to live there. And that was also built with the wood and tin sheets. And sometimes the missionary was phoning the police that there was been a problem, or the police with a helicopter used to search their thieves and robbers. So the missionary couple, they might have been spending nights awake with fear, and now the same neighborhood is now being populated, and there is less forest now, and there is more residents, and the nearest mosque is 25 miles away, but the Ahmadis say it is quite near us, they don't consider it too far away. Here in this country, no mosque of the city is so far away that the nearest Ahmadi is 20 or 25 minutes drive. Therefore, these are excuses that the mosque is too far away, we cannot visit it. Then the writer also says that except the person who has learned how to drive and he loves driving, he can go to the mosque, other people can't go attend that mosque. You should give up such excuses, and these are that they think that people go there because they love driving, not because they want to attend mosques. You should attend mosque by avoiding such excuses. As I have already mentioned, that Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam said that for the progress of Jamaat it is essential to build mosques. Hazrat Khalifatul Masih II, may Allah be pleased with him, had wished that if we build 2,500 mosques in Europe, they will be great means of spreading the message. Now in Europe there are mosques which can be counted on fingers of the hand, and therefore we need a long journey still outstanding. This is not a very long journey if you were to decide, and it's not a great target that you cannot hit. Then Hazrat Khalifatul Masih the fourth, with great reflection and pondering, had given you this target. So Hazrat promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam and his caliphs have always been saying the same. Therefore, after listening to their words, it is decided that although there is no need of mosque, the Jamaat is small and we should spend money for something else. Now this is settled. Now the other factor is that the mosque should be built in the cities and not in distant places, and how many should be built every year. This question that if the mosque is built outside the city, Ahmadis do not come, and I have explained this subject, you should change your thinking. But there are some other difficulty, not just in Germany but in other countries also. There the plots are very expensive adjoining the cities. There are problems for parking, and there are problems of taking permission to build the mosque, and there are many other problems that arise. The permission of building the mosque comes after great debate with the councils and authorities, and so the greatest point is that because in view of our capacity and resources, where can we find the buy the plot, and that is why how they are bought. And you can see here that there are many cities and many places where they want to build mosques, but to buy such a plot and to not to get permission of building a mosque despite their wishes, they have not been able to attain and to achieve this. There are many difficulties in Berlin, and I have great desire that we should fulfill this desire of promised Messiah, that we should build a mosque in Berlin. The effort in Berlin to build a mosque has been since the Khalifatul Masih the II, and the Lajna in India had collected the funds, but the mosque could not be built, and that money was spent elsewhere. Now we are also making the same effort. Sometimes there are objections by the councils on the plot. When that were surmounted, then the people in the locality were against it. And when we overcome that, then the street people and street boys started creating problems. And we hope that that mosque will be built quickly. You should pray, and the Ahmadis throughout the world should pray that this mosque is built, that is in Berlin in East Germany, and this will be our first mosque. Today the concept which is being spread against Islam, that is the basis for which these obstacles are being raised and produced, and may Allah now enable us to build this quickly. Then through Jamaat Ahmadiyya, these people can be given the beautiful teaching and peaceful teaching of Islam, and we will inshallah convey that teaching to them. And as I had said, that Hazrat Khalifatul Masih the II also had the desire to build mosque, and also of Hazrat Khalifatul Masih the Fourth. And therefore, seeing your situation, he had asked you to build 100 mosques in 10 years, but because of some laziness, because of some financial situations and economic situations, they could not be built. Then, according to the situation, I told the Amir Sahab that you should build 5 mosques every year. Because to see the traditions of the Jamaat of Germany in the past, I had the thought, and now I have, that no matter whatever situation, you will make such number of mosques here with the grace of Allah. And Germany, inshallah, will be the first country of Europe where in 100 cities or villages these shining minaret of Jamaat Ahmadiyya will be seen, and through which the name of Allah will sound in the air, and which will bring the people near their Creator. May Allah enable you to complete this task. But as I said to the Amir Sahab, that you should build 5 mosques every year, and to remind him that you should pay more attention to it. Then people have taken a wrong impression that perhaps maybe I am displeased with Amir Sahab or Jamaat Germany. This is a wrong impression. However, if Khuda, may Allah not so destine, you will deny it completely, that you cannot build a mosque at all, then of course I will be justified in being displeased. But inshallah, Allah will never bring such a time. After reminding and by allocating this work to the auxiliary organizations that you have to gather funds from your own organizations and remind them of it, with the grace of Allah, very positive situation has developed. Khuddamul Ahmadiyya has promised to contribute 1 million euros, and they have paid, with the grace of Allah, more than they promised. Alhamdulillah. Last year they had given 1.1 million, now it was 1.3 million, and they have collected funds more than that, alhamdulillah. If you have good intentions and your aim is to win Allah's pleasure and to raise His name high, and also to let the standard of Islam and Ahmadiyyat hoisting throughout the world, then all other commercial reasons cannot be, excuses cannot intervene. And the Ansarullah had also said 500,000 euros, and Lajna also had done 500 euros. But I haven't got notes from them, but I know and I hope that they would have fulfilled this promise, or they will be nearly completing it. This is the overall overview, but some jamaats and some majalis are such who are lazy. They should analyze themselves and find out where there are lacks, where there are excuses and self-deceptions. I hope that if they would try to take these weak people with them, inshallah, there will be better results. Among the auxiliary organizations, there is still capacity among Ansarullah. They should make effort. So, in any case, as I said, you must remove such impression that I am reminding you that displeased, you should remove such thought. And in those minds in which they thought they were displeased, then they should make more effort than before, rather than raising objections and talking too much about it. And I advise such people that they should not make their own conclusions without any basis. For that, there are some displeasing situations. In this regard, I should tell you that in 1997, when Hazrat Khalifatul Masih the Fourth, Rahmahullah Ta'ala, had reminded you again, then some central organizations had made promises, departments, and they had fulfilled through Wakalat-e-Mal, and they were paid to Jamaat Germany. And those who had not fulfilled their promises, that is the central departments, I have told the financial department that they should find out and try to gather those funds. Because some people had also made individual promises from outside Germany, and I hope they have been paid. If they are not, then you should try to collect them. Then Hazrat Khalifatul Masih the Fourth had also made the announcement in 1997 that from Meher Apa, the late who is the wife of Hazrat Khalifatul Masih the Second, he had promised on behalf of her that he will also be paid this the promise for the building of the mosque, because whatever his property was, he had given over to the Jamaat. Then Hazrat Khalifatul Masih the Rabi had said, whatever income there is, there will be some payment will be made. He had made a specific amount as promised, but which I don't know at the moment. So that payment has been made, and if there is any outstanding amount, it will be paid. But in future also, they also spend the income elsewhere, but I hope that she will be paying 10,000 euros every year till you build these mosques. May Allah bless her property. Some people also think that the money which was collected later, the Jamaat had given much sacrifice, and with that funds they have also bought some centers, and they have spent a large amount of it. They should have built the mosque first. In this regard, I had previously said briefly that whatever work is done with the permission of the living caliph, you must not comment on it. Baitul Subu was bought with the permission of Khalifatul Masih the Fourth, and also some other plots for other mission houses. Then some Ahmadis and some Jamaats have also another worry, that the local Jamaat, according to their promise, or for whatever amount is needed to building one mosque, they have already paid that amount. And because the mosque have not been built, they must not be asked to pay more. In their view, that whatever funds they had given, they were spent for other mosques. So you must remember these Jamaats who think this way, they must remember that it was their work to search and find a plot of land in their vicinity. I have formed a new committee for building of the mosque, and inshallah it will improve the situation. But such Jamaats where the mosque has not been built so far, and they have given equal amount to build one mosque, They should find a plot of land. As soon as they will find the plot of land, we will provide them the funds to build the mosque. Then you should also find the, seek the permission for building of the mosque. The funds for the building will be provided to you, but it's your work to find the plot and to seek permission from the council. Jamaat Germany has also started other projects, and the money has been paid in that, and your Jamaat is lacking in this field. You must not worry about it. You should tell me such Jamaats who have collected enough funds to build a mosque, the lowest amount that we estimate, then the work of the building of the mosque will not come to a standstill in your Jamaat. Whether you are 6th number or 7th or 8th, your mosque, or whether there are 5 other mosques being built. But if you have the financial capacities, but to say that we have already paid this much fund where the one mosque can be built, and our mosque will not, our Jamaat will not offer more funds, this is wrong. You must not stop your hands. Those who are weak Jamaats, you should continue to contribute for the mosque funds for them, and you have listened to the hadith that the one who builds a mosque finds a residence in paradise, and the more residences you have in the houses you have in the paradise, the more spiritually you will be advancing. So those who say you are not paying full attention to us, if the local Jamaat and the central committee would agree with the selected plot, and if the Jamaat Germany will not have the immediate funds, we will inshallah make the arrangements. You should try to buy the plot. Therefore, you should be freed from these little excuses, should continue to build mosque for the sake of Allah, and continue to give sacrifices. As I had said earlier, that this will open up the paths to preaching. And you should also make effort for preaching. And for that, you, after reforming yourself, you, after raising the standards of your worship, you should, after making your mosque with love and peace and affection, and you should, with the message of Allah's unity, you should raise the slogan of spreading the message of true Islam. Ahmadi should take the true Islam, message of true Islam, to every man in their vicinity, in their locality. This is what is a message which is the preferred by Allah. This is the message with which the peace and security of the world rests, and this is the message. No other message there is as beautiful on the surface of the earth which can make a man beloved of Allah. Allah says, "Man ahsanu qawlam mimman da'a ila Allah wa amila salihan wa qala innani minal muslimin." Whose words will be better? The one who calls people to Allah and does good deeds and says that I submit fully. So this perfect obedience which is expected from an Ahmadi will only be achieved when you will be doing good deeds. And you are, in addition to good deeds and righteous deeds, you will also be doing worship of Allah and doing your duty to mankind. And then such people who poured people to Allah, but because of their sincerity and truth, people also turn attention to them. And because of their good and righteous deed, Allah is also, these people become beloved of God, and Allah does help such people. In the field of preaching, their obstacles are removed. Those who are putting obstacles in building of the mosque, that is the opponents, the same people who also hate the Muslim, the same people who cannot tolerate that in their vicinity the Muslims should gather for worship, when they will see your righteous deed, when they will see your sincere worship, they will see signs on your foreheads by which a believer is recognized. Not such physical signs, marks which people show. Somebody told me that he went to buy the prayer carpet. He said he also gave something. He said these are the things that if you put it on there, where you and you will find such a mark on your forehead. So these are the type of thinking people have about the signs of worship on the forehead. So about such people, Allah has said that their worship will be thrown back to them. And so these people who spread the message of Allah and those who do good and righteous deeds, Allah says to them that if you will do such deeds and do every act for the pleasing to please to Allah and become truly obedient, then Allah will make your efforts such fruitful that even your enemy will become your friend. As Allah says, idfa billati hiya ahsan fa izallazi bainaka wa bainahu adawatun kannahu waliyyun halim. But such you should defend with such a thing which is the best, so that such a person, there was enmity between you and who, he will suddenly will become a devoted friend. Therefore, the best defense of is possible with the beautiful of teaching of Islam and making it part of your life. And all these allegations which are raised against Islam, to remove them and to rebut them, you will have to spread this beautiful message with your own example. Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says this teaching was for the reason that even if there is an enemy, because of your good treatment, he can become your friend. And understand it with peace. And there are many departments of taqwa, to not to have self-deception, to stop unlawful property, and the man who gives a good moral display, even the enemy becomes his friend. In this guidance, Allah wants that if the opponent abuses you, you must not abuse in reply, but you should show tolerance and restraint. And the result he will accept your high moral value and will automatically become your friend. And this punishment is far better than you can do as a in response to his enmity. But the good humanity demands that you should be of good character, and it is such a great pearl that it will influence even the most unrighteous man. So this is the standard of righteousness that we have to adopt, and this way our mutual enmity will be removed. And to show good example, the Ahmadi society should also establish their dignity and have to remove their differences with love and affection. As promised, Messiah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that you should not abuse, be abusive when somebody abuses you, but you should show tolerance and patience and restraint. And promised Messiah says this punishment through tolerance is much better than fighting them. And when you will tolerate the oppression of the opponents with this intention, that it should not become an obstacle in conveying the message of God, Allah will send rains of His blessings. You will also attain new fruit as such people who will be steadfast and spread righteousness further, and whatever obstacle there are in building of the mosque will be removed. And because of the sacrifices which are of passions and of finance, Allah will bless your property and your life. Therefore, you should make a special effort for this. Today we see that by good example which the Ahmadis present, most of them said, as a result of, say, there had been some bayas from the pledges to accept Ahmadiyyat, such people are very helpful and a supporter of spreading the message further, and every day makes them more steadfast on Ahmadiyyat. But those who were in the company of weak Ahmadis, and then they were they had faced hurdles when the time came to accept bayah, then therefore you should remove your weaknesses, and such istighfar will give us such fruit. May Allah enable everyone to do such istighfar. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا